All right, welcome back. Final segment tonight. Who's talking? Frank Maloney, Jim Hobgood, and Michael Tusky with you. Just a quick reminder again, next week, former Cavalier and Jacksonville Jaguar tight end Chris Luzar, UVA law grad Vern Inge, special team star Joe Stroba, Dr. Jody Smith. So we'll be previewing next week the Boston College game. Not to get ahead of ourselves, but that's a noon kickoff, and it'll be on ESPNU, not ESPN3.
Right, that's 2 weeks from now.
There's a week off in between?
No. You're skipping the fact that this week the game is ESPN3.
Oh, so we're back on ESPN3.
ESPN3 for Maryland.
But for Maryland.
Boston College is
ESPNU. But hopefully people will go to the Maryland game in person so they don't have to worry about the TV part.
Yeah, forget the TV. Go to Scott Stadium and cheer on the Hoos. Holy cow. One quick note about the show next week. The subject matter for Joe Stroba and Vern Inge will revolve around what's happening down at Auburn with Cam Newton. We will be discussing the situation and the fiasco that's going on at UNC with the investigation by the NCAA, and talk about the illegal contact between agents and players, as well as academic malfeasance. Yeah. So, Michael Tusky, take it away.
A lot to talk about in that regard.
Right.
Fortunately, nothing in Charlottesville.
Right.
The number 5 Virginia women's soccer team was eliminated in the ACC quarterfinals by number 18 Boston College 1-0 last Wednesday night in Cary, North Carolina. However, the team was able to secure a number 2 seed and will host the first and second rounds of the NCAA tournament in Charlottesville this weekend. UVA is making its 17th consecutive and 23rd overall NCAA tournament appearance. Only North Carolina and Notre Dame have longer active streaks of tournament appearances, which is a pretty impressive step. Virginia will play Lehigh University at 5 p.m. Friday night to start things off. UNC Greensboro and South Carolina will play at 7:30, and the first round winners will face off against each other at 2 p.m. on Sunday at Klockner Stadium. The number 3 Virginia women's field hockey team is 16-3. They defeated number 20 Duke 2-1 last Thursday in the ACC tournament quarterfinals in Winston-Salem. Ellie Buckley and Tara Puffenberger each scored goals for the Cavaliers. The team, however, was defeated in semifinal action by number 2 North Carolina 1-0 in overtime in the tournament. The team was rewarded for a great season, though, with the number 3 overall seed in the NCAA tournament and will host a regional in Charlottesville this weekend for the second year in a row. They will face Michigan State at 11:30 a.m. on Saturday. Princeton and Wake Forest will face off at 2 p.m., while the winners of each game will play at 2 p.m. Sunday for a chance to advance to the national semifinals. Last week, you might have heard wrestling coach Steve Garland on our show. Well, his team certainly started off the season with a bang. They're ranked number 22, and they defeated Anderson University 41-6, Rider University 38-0, and Gardner-Webb University 50-0 last Saturday at Memorial Gymnasium.
Impressive scores.
And they basically swept every single match but one.
Out of 30 matches, they won 29, and the one in question was a forfeit. I don't know the story behind that, but it was a forfeit, so they won every match they participated in.
I think Steve Garland's prospects are looking up, and as he said on our show recently, he talked about the fact that the Cavaliers will host the ACC Championships this year in March.
At John Paul Jones.
At John Paul Jones Arena, so stay tuned on that. And what else have we got?
One thing we probably should mention, tomorrow is Veterans Day. We want to thank the folks who are currently serving and those who have served the country, as well as say happy birthday to the United States Marine Corps. My father-in-law, a retired Brigadier General, hello to him and all the Marines out there that have served our country and continue to serve the country and protect our freedom.
Very good. Next week's show, we have former Wahoo and Jacksonville Jaguar tight end Chris Luzar. We have UVA law grad Vern Inge, who's a sports attorney here in town. And we have former UVA special team star and sports agent Joe Stroba, good friend. Joining us, both Stroba and Inge will be in studio with us, talking a little bit about what's happened with the NCAA investigation down at University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, as well as the situation that's quickly evolving into a crisis down at Auburn with their star Heisman candidate quarterback Cam Newton.
Which is interesting because, I mean, they're on the verge of maybe being in the BCS championship game, and you got that scandal swirling around. Don't forget, fans, if you're over in the neighborhood of Alumni Hall at about 90 minutes before kickoff, which is, what, 2 o'clock, Frank will be moderating the Chalk Talk with former UVA lineman Zach Yarborough and UVA running back Howard Beaver Petty. So that'll be Saturday afternoon, Alumni Hall, around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So go by if you're close to that vicinity.
Very good. Listen, we thank you for listening tonight. Please tune in next week for a very entertaining show.
Look forward to it. Have a great weekend. Go Hoos.
Go Hoos.